Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey, everyone. It's Thursday, but how come you were so late into the studio? Is Jimmy filming us right now from the famous Jimmy and Nate?
I was just outside and I was standing with Jim. Hey, Jim. And I was just going, Abby's got her hoofs on the desk. The opener started. I wonder how long it'll take until she cares.
I was caring the whole time. It was more that I thought, well, it's his mess up.
I'll
just wait and see. Ro will get in trouble.
Not bad content. Remember that time that I was weeing for a long time and I had to run back in?
I thought,
payback.
It hasn't taken long for her to know, you know what, a stuff up might be good content.
I was kind of hoping for some alone time on air, to be honest.
All right, Jim, you want to go get that?
Yeah,
let's go. All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Big green button. Press that.
Big green button. Okay. All right. Bye. And they're going to... He'll be back in, literally. He'll be back in, literally. He's standing out the front of the door. He's trying to act all tough and cool, but he's standing as close as he can. He's showing me his ass right now. I just got mooned on air. Wow. Called out. And he's coming back in because his little radio nerd brain can't handle the fact, neither can Jimmy, they cannot handle the fact that someone is on air by themselves, just rambling to themselves. They're worried about the quality of radio. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Abs. How you going?
Hey, good, babe. Oh, this feels nice.
The only thing is I usually sit where you sit for our show, so I've got no idea what any of these do.
I heard big green button.
Let me go. What's this?
Fun show tonight, guys. Hot nights with Abby.
Abby's. How do
you have to have the fader up, mate. That's how that works. I'm here, mate. Get out now.
All right, get out. Yeah, we're now we're stressed. Yeah, because, babe, this is what happens.
Our producer's furious. Look at him.
This is what happens.
This is great. There's chaos. How's your day been, Abby?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. How's yours been, babe?
Yeah, good. Chatted with Samantha Jade earlier. She's lovely.
She's lovely.
She was starstruck by you.
Was she?
Yes.
My God, stop. I was starstruck by her. She was lovely.
You had a bit of an awkward, you know, she walked past and she was like, Abby seems lovely.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so nice.
Tune in at 9 p.m.
All right. Tune in after this. Love you. That was quite nice. Jimmy would never leave me. Jimmy would always be there for me.
Jimmy is one of the all-time greats.
You know, my dad left and that was quite abandonment issues triggering to say what you just did.
You said you enjoyed the alone time, so I gave you some alone time.
Yeah, well, that was a defence mechanism.
Hey, fun show tonight. Also, I'm quite impressed by how little cares, little you gave. You just went, you know what, he'll be here when he's here.
Because I knew you'd be here.
Got you good.
It's trust.
It's we trust each other.
Vibes.
All right, big
show tonight.
Big show tonight. Chattergreen's $100 go-to skincare voucher. We got that for you if you win.
Go-to is so great.
If you win, though, you have to actually win. Have to actually win. But next, though, we're talking dates far away. A far away date. You got any of those? Interesting.
Maybe.
Talk more about that next. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
So, babe, as you know, I'm very single.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, and I'm just, I'm finding it really hard to find people to with.
Cuddle?
Yes, to cuddle with. Okay. Have very lovely cuddles.
Long cuddles.
Long. Oh, it doesn't need to be long. Can just be, you know.
How long?
Doesn't need to be that long. Can just be, you know, an okay length of time.
Like 5 minutes.
A bit more than 5 minutes. Maybe like 20 minutes. But that also you long. Obviously, like, before you cuddle, you like, you, I know, you have
Give
to have
high
some
fives
time before. Yeah, before you cuddle.
I get it, mate.
So,
I think.
Yeah. So I've been trying to find people to cuddle. Unfortunately, every time someone has cuddled me and I've wanted to cuddle them, I've had my period. Which
okay.
seems like it doesn't matter, but it does.
I mean, I don't know.
For cuddling. So I've had a, and also it's hard for me to find people that I want to cuddle with.
You should just cuddle them.
No, but it's hard for me to find people that I actually want to cuddle with.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Why are you taking your clothes off? I've told you, I'm off limits. Put that back on. Zip it back up.
It's a loud zip of water.
Are you kidding? I zip it back up.
And I've found a few people, and as we know, a couple of them are overseas.
That's true.
A couple of them interstate, a couple of them overseas. Now, I'm no stranger to traveling for a little bit of cuddling.
Okay.
But someone's actually asked me this weekend to go to New Zealand.
It's not that
to
far.
To cuddle with them.
Yeah. Oh, well, for a cuddle.
For a, yeah, well, for like a nice cuddle. I you know, there was some high fives before that were probably the best high fives of my life.
Really?
Yeah. And
where?
Then the cuddle on the lips.
Give me one of those shows. Give me one of those shows. Give me one of those shows.
So I've got someone that I want to cuddle with in New Zealand, and then I also have someone I want to cuddle with in France.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of flying to both those locations because for some reason I can't find a cuddle buddy in Sydney.
See, this, I find this so odd. I feel like there'd be a few people in Sydney that would go, I'll give her a cuddle if she wants.
No, they want to cuddle me, but I don't want to cuddle them.
Yeah, but be open to the option.
No.
Oh, well, okay, this sounds like your
problem.
Why would
I lower my standards? I want to have an attraction to someone.
Yeah, but
and I want to cut. If I'm going to cuddle with someone, I could honestly cuddle by myself if I really wanted to.
That's true.
Your arms are long enough, mate. I could just cuddle by myself.
Whose arms?
Anyway, I could just cuddle by myself. But if I'm going to cuddle with someone else, I want them to be someone that I'm really into.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah, and people that I'm really into for some reason are always overseas.
Yeah, because they're really, yeah, they're overseas.
Yeah, they're great. So, I kind of want people to back me up on this because I don't think it's completely bizarre to go to New Zealand. It's 3 hours and 10 minutes away. I looked it up. I could go tomorrow morning, be back by Saturday afternoon. Do the show from New Zealand.
Oh,
my God. Can I just call in?
I know some people over there. They'll set you up.
We'll have a station.
No, we don't have a station over there. We've got friends over there that have worked over here. We'll
oh,
be
I'm
fine.
Feeling sick.
No, don't pull a sickie and go to New Zealand. And then all of a sudden turn up the radio. No.
Find my friends. She's in Auckland.
Okay, hang on a second.
Why is she in Auckland?
And sick? No.
I don't know. You know?
Hey, just go over there and have a kiss and a...
And a cuddle. Get a nice hotel for a cuddle. So, I know, I kind of wanted to ask the people on 131060
yeah.
how far they've gone for a cuddle. But how far have you travelled?
How far have you travelled? One time I was living in Canada, in Whistler, and I got an overnight bus all the way to Calgary for 14 hours because I thought I was on. I read that wrong. And
not even a pity cuddle.
No, not even a pity cuddle. Fun 4 days, but I messed that up.
Wow, oops. Completely wrong.
Completely wrong. Couldn't have been more wrong.
I better clarify. Oh, I better clarify
no,
before
no,
I get on a plane.
You've already clarified for hours in public.
Okay, 131060, how far have you travelled for a cuddle?
We'll take your calls next.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I am having a hard time having a cuddle with people because the issue is everyone that I want to cuddle with tends to be overseas or interstate. And I'm considering going to New Zealand.
Yeah, I think you should go, mate.
Because
YOLO.
This person is like so hot.
Like so hot.
Like when I saw them for the first time, I was like, that person is too hot to even look at or that they would even look at me or acknowledge that I was there. To them, really? I would be invisible in my head. But then I found out, no, they feel the same thing about me. And then we just, you know, yeah, absolutely. Really. It's really wild. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm considering going to New Zealand. I also might go to France next year.
France is cool because you can also be, see the thing is the difference with France and New Zealand is you can really make a trip out of France.
Yeah, but the issue is that you have to make a trip out of France. New Zealand you can hop over.
Oh,
it's like going to Adelaide.
So.
Like same
that's
distance.
True. I went when I was living in Brisbane, I went to New Zealand, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's 3 hours and 10 from here.
I did a day, one day. basically. Stayed overnight, but I got in there at like 3 o'clock and then I left the next day at like 10.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just do, oh, I could do it.
It's not hard.
Maybe nutty.
Anyway, it would be very nutty.
It would be very nutty. Okay. So I asked you to make me feel better. How far have you traveled for a cuddle? Tanya.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So I've traveled from Melbourne to Queensland for a cuddle.
Isn't that beautiful? Via, why? What was so special about this person?
Okay. So what happened was, I split up with my previous partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually having cuddles with someone else. Mm-hmm. And then someone else introduced me to someone else to have cuddles with that I actually went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
I had a high school crush on.
Yeah, right.
We never hooked up. Nothing happened.
PG.
At high school.
Yep.
Right. But we were phoning each other and we were talking to each other. He was actually down in Melbourne to start with. And I said, look, I've just had a big split up with my partner with two children. So I don't want to get into anything serious. And he was on his way for a big trip around, you know, Australia. I said, we'll both do our thing. Anyway, he flew me up to Queensland.
Good on him.
For cuddles.
Wow, that's kind.
And then he flew down as well for cuddles.
Oh.
So, there you go. So it might work both ways for you.
It might.
It might.
Were the cuddles worth it?
Oh, yes, they were. I ended up with a child out of it who's 10 years old now.
Sorry.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
Beautiful from us. Chattergories. Here's the situation, everyone. All right?
All right.
Three categories. The first category is the category. It's my category. It's literally whatever I want. It could be.
What could it be?
How many different kinds of sauces do I have in front of me right now? And
you've got a few there.
Or do I have none?
See, you'd never know, would you?
That could be the question. If you don't like that, do not DM us at Hot Nights with Abby and give us a special category. Because the thing is, I actually don't care. I actually don't care about.
You don't care, do you?
About you thinking that it's unfair. It's unfair. Grow up. The second category is a contestant's category. It's whatever they want, but within reason. It's time to be normal and it's time to be a good sport. So don't try and rig it. That's a bit embarrassing. just, you know, I don't care what your Macca's order is. I actually don't know. And we're never going to go through a drive-thru together.
It's also not fair. It's not fair, guys.
No, it's really not fair. And that's the thing. It really concerns me. People say, oh, why can't I do it?
No.
Why would you be able to do it? It's my game. You make a game called Call Agrees or something. Because you're the call. You know, use your name. The third category is the producer's category, the mysterious category, mystery category. And it's just whatever they feel like.
Yeah.
But we have one producer right now. So
it's not really that. It's
not really that. Whatever he feels like. And, you know, it's been good lately. I've actually really liked the solo work, the solo stuff. It's like when Beyonce went solo from Destiny's Child. Sometimes it's as good as the previous stuff.
Sometimes. And then sometimes put some stuff out and you go, hang on, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, so it's hit and miss.
So sometimes it is hit and miss. But the thing is, when he misses, he loses something. And that might be something out of his comforts. Because he's cold at night.
Maybe his quill. Because we gave him a quill recently.
He fashioned himself a quill.
Yep.
And he's running off to get it.
He's going to get his quill.
God, such a funny little run too.
And he's so excited about the quill. But unfortunately, the quill
here it comes.
Being taken. Clutching onto it with his little claws.
All right.
So our contestant today is Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello, Caitlin. Hello. What's up? What's up?
Guys. How are you going, baby? Ready to go down?
Good. Love you guys. Love you, Abby. Love you.
Love you too, Queen.
That's quite nice, Caitlin. Thank you.
But still going to beat you.
This is a game, though.
Going on.
All right, so names as buzzers. Best of three.
Here we go, Caitlin.
Ready.
You better be, babe. Here we go.
Babe.
Question number one is Abby's category, and that is Abby's new beer spill. Caitlin, are you across the beer?
I am across it.
Mm. Fantastic. Have you tasted it yet?
Oh, not yet, no.
Interesting, Caitlin. It's been out for a whole day.
Okay, wow.
All right, Caitlin. All right,
she loves
fake this. Fake fan.
kidding.
Kidding, love you, Caitlin.
Love you. All right, here we go. Names is buzzers. What colours are on the spill can?
Abby, Kate.
Abby.
Blue and yellow. Blue. And white.
I was going to try and catch you on a technicality there.
In there.
That's all right, Caitlin. Sorry. You know, as we say, Abby's category is first.
It is.
Next up, though, is your category, Caitlin. And that is... Oh, yeah, baby. That is radiology terms. Radiology? Radiology terms.
Well, you'd be done.
I'd be done.
Radiology terms as in cancer treatment.
Don't give it away.
Like x-rays and... You know,
when you hurt yourself, yeah.
What other kind of words they use in radiology?
Stop talking, Caitlin. Okay, here we go. Here comes the question.
Yeah.
Names as buzzers.
Yeah, we know.
What does MRI stand for?
Caitlin. Magnetic resonance imaging.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's pretty good. Woo-hoo. And that's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact. Write that down.
Yep.
For tomorrow when you get it.
Busy. Right, busy, okay. Focusing on the game. Don't try
well,
to
me. One all. Fantastic. Well done, Caitlin. That's what I like to see. Because that's readily available knowledge that Abby could know.
I could, but I
doesn't,
don't.
But didn't. Clearly didn't know. All right. The random category as chosen by our producer working very hard late at night. That category is things that can fly.
Oh, now, not a mess.
Okay, well,
not the mess.
Well, I mean, that quill's looking tempting.
Yep.
Things that can fly. Because here's the thing. Are we thinking animals? Are we thinking, like, when I throw something? Like, what is it?
Yeah, it's
he's going very broad as to cover all bases. It's not a bad idea, to be honest.
It's not a bad idea, but come on.
But grub.
Come on.
Here comes the category. Name a mythical creature that can fly.
Caitlin.
Yeah?
Or a dragon.
She's done it. Oh, she's done it!
Caitlin.
Starting
Caitlin.
With D. She's had a run at it.
I'm glad. Now, Caitlin, are you a radiologist?
I work for a radiology company. Well I done. Don't know. I'm not actually a radiologist.
Cool. Well, you know what? You're doing the Lord's work. So
you are doing the Lord's work.
And
thank
you, deserve
Caitlin.
Some beautiful go-to skincare.
All yours. Oh, yeah, you. Go-to. Your go-to for skincare. $100 to you, Dar. Well done.
Woohoo. Thanks, guys.
See, now, guys, that's what I'm saying.
That was good. That was good.
That is a perfectly played game. That's how you have to win.
I could feel there was something about her. I knew she'd get it. Yeah. That was impressive. I liked that. I liked
that
challenge.
That was a good one.
Humble me.
Hey, it's hard. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it. All right. At Hot Nights with Abby, send through your expert category. You could be playing. Take notes from Caitlin. That's how you win. That's how you get the prize. That's where you get over the line with the chat field.
Hot Nights podcast.
Okay, so we've got this new little thing we're doing on the show.
Oh, yeah, the Aussie Slay List.
Well, it's actually called Australian Made, I've decided.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't do a poll. Yeah. Where we want to amplify.
So we have names. You've just decided out of.
It's my show. Names on the show.
Wow.
So anyway.
Wow.
So it's kind of selfish to amplify, obviously, Australian music, how much we love it, but also to get my favourite bands on so I can talk
What's
to them because all I listen to is
it's
Australian
nice giving
music.
It a name now, isn't it? What's new?
What's But today we have in the lead vocalist of. I think I'm going to say top two favorite bands, so I seem cool, but probably my favorite band. And I've never been so nervous in my life.
No, I haven't.
So before I was writing questions for this and I was scream singing one of the songs in the boardroom, scream singing.
They had to kick us out. They had executives coming in.
They kicked us out. But I was like, one more verse. But I'm so excited to have Tommy O'Dell here from DMA.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hello,
babe.
Mate.
I'm just shitting myself a little bit because all of your albums and all of your music means so much to me. I feel like there are certain songs that are kind of like, not to seem like a wanker, but like the soundtracks of certain parts of my life. And I feel like a lot of Australians have that. Like Delete, I think Delete as a song, whenever you mention it to anyone, people go, oh, that reminds me of this time.
Yeah.
It's a weird, like, theme song. Like, Delete for me, the first time I had feelings for a woman, like a bi awakening, we would always listen to Delete and we'd like cry together. And then she learned to play it on guitar for me. And it's very, very emotional.
Beautiful.
I know. Wow. And Silver on I'm a Celeb, I listen to it before every challenge, which is kind of a weird oxymoron. So I am so excited. I was listening to Silver.
You're a proper fan.
babe, I was going to feel like 37 on the way in. My voice is a bit scratchy because I was screaming in the car.
That is very high, that song, I have to say.
Yeah, and it's very
so
high.
So high that when we play it live, we take it down a notch.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I don't. I commit to it. So in the car.
She commits to a bit, baby.
If you need backup vocals, I can do it whenever you want, babe. But I am just so, so thrilled to have you here. You're an absolute icon of Australian music. So the fourth album is coming out in March next year.
Yep.
How Many Dreams?
Yep. With a question mark.
I've heard that it's a compilation of like old demos, or it's inspired by old demos.
It's a compilation of songs from when we first started to, you know, we wrote like a couple of songs at the like in the studio at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very eclectic. It's a lot of dance rock and roll. There's a lot of like old school rock and roll. There's also some real like, you know, techno-y like new age stuff.
Fun.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll receive it well. We all know that. I'll buy the vinyl and just sit watching it, just absorbing it, staring at the ceiling,
well,
listening.
Like, you talked about like Delete and Silver, and that they have that like melancholy kind of vibe. Lots of our songs have that. I don't know why. It's just the chemistry I have with the guys. But this album's no different. So
great. I love a bit of melancholy.
Tick, tick, tick.
Feels like 37, isn't that? That melancholy, though?
The lyrics are a little sad, but it sounds uplifting. And I think the clash of that just kind of creates a bit of emotion.
I totally agree. Don't think you want to send. I was at your set, Based in the Grass, 2021.
Where's that again?
Darwin.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I think Lime Cordial were on before you, and so was Missy Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
So I was already emotionally broken down.
Missy's very melancholy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, maybe I'm just sad.
You had a melancholy meltdown, yeah.
I don't know, but my phone was dead and all my friends were at the other stage, but I was standing at DMA's sobbing when Silver came on. Like, the emotions that I feel, you have no idea. And I realized that I'm just being a bit of a fangirl right now, but
I'm appreciative that the music connects with you. That's what it's all about.
It does.
You know?
But again, I was broken down, so we don't know. I'm going to seem a bit cool.
You are cool, though.
So you mentioned tour. Does that mean there's going to be another Australian tour next year after the album comes out? Obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you sold 65,000 tickets in the UK, right?
Wow, wait.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. But like when we tour Australia, we only tend to do sort of capital cities, but I think we're planning on doing something a bit more special next time.
You've had, I was listening on the way in again to your cover of Beautiful Stranger and obviously Believe. You've had so many amazing covers. Are there any songs that you would really like to release as covers to have like a DMA twang to them? Because I like those covers more than the actual songs. So anything, again, I will just do 5 million listens.
Yeah, look, we get asked to do a lot of covers. We like doing them, but I guess like when you do a cover like Believe and it goes so well, you kind of have to be careful you don't become just that cover band. But
yeah, true.
I was listening to Rihanna Stay the other day.
Yes.
And that's a tearjerker. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool to do a version of.
But very melancholy.
I could never do it as good as Rihanna. So
difference in the tone would make it its own thing. It'd be fantastic.
Maybe do it on the acoustic guitar instead of piano. Oh. Something like that.
With Belief, were you shocked that it got as big as it did? It kind of became...
Totally. We were just mucking around in soundcheck with it, and we got asked to do it for Triple J, and we went, oh, we'll do it. Probably won't go so well. And then we actually realised it was, like, after listening back, it was like, oh, it was actually quite a good version.
We're just so fantastic. Like, oh, well, let's do it again.
It's actually
It was kind of a bit of a joke because that song and done really slow acoustically for us is quite out there. And, you know, the original version's like packed with auto-tune.
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
Pumping too.
Kind of a funny kind of song, I guess, the original in a way.
It's just the best combination.
Song,
but it's not really... Yeah, you wouldn't expect it from you guys. No, ever. So the new single is Everybody's Saying Thursdays Are the Weekend. Tell
Everybody's
us about...
Everybody's Saying Thursdays Are the Weekend.
Thursdays the Weekend. Yeah. Sorry, God.
Oh, good.
I've done a tiny note.
It's a tongue twister for me.
You just want to start
Everybody's
the weekend early.
Write a song. Tell us about it.
You know, everyone's had that feeling before about like it's been a long week and it's like, you know, let's just treat Thursday as the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit deeper than that. It's about looking towards the future with like a sense of optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Johnny wrote that opening lyric, Everybody's Saying Thursday's the Weekend. And honestly, since that lyric was written, it took like 20 minutes to finish because it just read itself. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, it's about looking to the future with optimism and a sense of positivity, especially after all the sort of crap that we've all had to deal with the last few years.
Of course, so, man.
It's kind of like, if you want to go out, go out.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Something I need to say to you.
Oh, wow. Conflict driven. What a surprise.
No, it's actually a public apology.
guys, put the recorders on right now. I want to hear this.
So earlier today, I came into work and you said, nah, put the music off. Serious, it's serious.
Okay.
I came into work today and you said, a bit sunburnt, mate. And I said, it's tan. And you said, sunburn. I said, it's not. You're just jealous.
As if I'm the idiot.
You're just jealous because sun-kissed baby. Everyone that I'd seen before then went, you look so summer vibes. I was like, I know I look so summer slay. Minimal makeup.
I said it's giving.
Casual. And you said you look like a, well, not lobster, but you implied it.
I called you Lobby.
Yeah, and it's fine. And then I walked by Jimmy, Nath, MC and Tots, who are in the office.
Yeah, the boys.
And I go.
Yeah, the boys.
And I turn around. I throw some chat at the boys, you know?
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to throw some, careful though. Tots will throw it right back.
Yeah, well, he has a couple of times today.
He's not
I turned around.
Ever. He's not frightened.
And MC, who does lunches here, yeah. MC goes.
He makes them, doesn't talk on air, he just makes them.
Makes lunches. He's a caterer. MC goes, a bit sunburned. And I go, no, I'm not, mate. Then I go, there's a coup. I then say, take a photo, mate. Takes a photo. It looks moderately red. I go, sun-kissed.
It's
just then in the toilet. I thought, I'm going to go check. There's a full-length mirror. Bit sunburnt, mate.
Very sunburnt, mate.
But I only went for a quick walk today. I usually tan.
I said you
I didn't put sunscreen on, to be fair, and that's what happened. So, babe, 50 plus, always. I forgot to put it on.
Don't you get sunburnt and turn this into a lesson for me. Like, what the hell?
No, I'm saying to everyone else. I'm saying I've learned. Because I always wear sunscreen usually. I just forgot today.
No, see, what happened here is Jimmy and Nate's producer, Grace, actually ruined the whole thing because I said to you, you're sunburnt. You went, I'm not. We were arguing. And then Grace went, oh, no, you're not sunburnt.
Because girls are together in this male-dominated industry.
Yeah, because Grace was just, and I said, Grace, we have a rule here. We gang up on Abby. So
that's a pretty mean rule.
Respect the rules.
It's a pretty
Respect
mean rule. But Grace stuck by me because
she did.
Women need to make sure we stand together against the male-dominated world that we live in.
I had a quiet, stern word with her. I said, listen, Grace. I said, listen, what if I said we gang up on Abby?
Wow, what a surprise.
Don't ever take her side. And Grace, oh, sorry, my bad.
Grace, love you. What a surprise. A man telling a woman what to do and what to think.
Yeah,
how interesting. Wow, in radio. Wow. What a shock.
What a shock.
What a shock. Isn't that interesting? All the straight men sitting around going, she's sunburnt, commenting on my looks.
Even Max, when your back was turned, looked at me and said, she looks sunburnt. And I said, I know, mate, don't tell her though.
Yeah, Max is part of a minority, so he still isn't getting the backlash that you're getting.
Grace is not happy too.
Grace, Max,
care,
and
Grace,
I stand
You know
together.
The rules, mate.
Wow. There aren't rules. Actually, what if I called Dave Cameron and I said, I've got this rule, Dave, and I cried?
I'd be happy to take that call. I say, listen, Dave, sometimes she walks around here and she just drops hundreds on the ground and says, pick it up, bitch.
I don't carry
And I go,
cash.
Sorry?
I don't carry cash. It's not 1912.
No, but see, you have those business Amex cards and you just say, take it, charge
I
what you like.
I have Amex. I've actually never had a credit card that's more than $1,000. So well
that's
done.
Actually, that's very smart. But I'll take your apology, no problems. Happy to achieve it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was an apology.
See, that's what happens, guys. That's what happens. Speaking of throwing hundreds on the ground, we might have a new way for you to make a little bit of extra cash over Chrissy.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So a TikToker has revealed a side hustle they've got.
Oh, yeah, really?
And they rake in $36,000 every holiday season. It's not Mariah Carey.
I was going to say, Mariah makes a lot more money than
that. A lot more than that. Mm. It's not Michael Bublé either, the King of Christmas.
That's Santa Claus.
This is what he does. It's so obscure, but it's such a good, smart.
So smart.
Side hustle. Okay, so what he does is he gets videos. He makes videos of a crackling fire. Oh, that gave me goosies.
So just like this.
Oh, that gave me goosies. That's nice.
Why? What are you? Why?
it's just a nice sound, isn't it? It's like ASMR. Mm. He does that, and then he records it for like long loops and puts it on YouTube. People have it on repeat all the holiday season because they want to feel like they've got a fire near them, for those who are like in apartments or places without fireplaces.
So smart.
And he makes 36 grand from all the ad revenue.
Because you can monetize it, because you can put like little markers in the video where you'd like the ads to go.
But what? But imagine having this, then it's going like with Booper.
No, yeah.
Like,
no. Well, what you would do is, I think you would put one at the start and then not have another one. Because then you'd get the ad away.
Because sometimes you have like three or four ads at the start. So you do three or four at the start.
Get a couple ads
at the start. Compare them, Tom, that are you.
Yes.
And then you go, what? And then,
you know,
then this. Have you ever had a side hustle?
No.
Never. I have.
Have it. Oh, you have?
Yeah, babe.
What did
when
you do?
I was...
You got a few going, if I'm honest.
15.
Lemonade stand?
No. It's actually a sleigh. Okay, so when I was 15, I... Can you stop? It's really distracting. My ADHD doesn't like it.
It's getting hotter.
Can you please stop it? It's irritating me. Sensory overload. That was really awful for me, to be honest.
Sorry, Kai.
I'm not going to give anyone an extra $36,000 to have that. I'd actually pay Swan to never do that again.
Kai. Kai made it.
Love
Kai
you,
made
Kai. It. Kai, that was beautiful. Kai went home. On YouTube and...
No, Kai went home and lit a fire and then he looped it.
Good on him. So I, when I was in like grade 10, I think, maybe grade 11, I would make... There was a period of time in 2010 where there were like headbands really in.
Oh, right.
Decorative headbands.
Great. Love it. I love
You're
it.
Laughing now, but I love it. I love listen it. To what happened.
Oh, I'm listening.
So babe. I sold so many of these. I was making them. I would buy fake flowers from the bargain city.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would, and then from, yeah.
Like daisies and stuff?
Yeah, like whatever. Custom, whatever anyone wanted, custom. Then I'd wrap them in velvet. I'd like seal them off. I get cheap plastic headbands. And I'd like cover them in velvet and I'd stick on with the hot glue gun different flowers, right? I made... Yeah. Like I was selling like multiple a week, right? Then a store in Brisbane called Verge Girl, before Verge Girl was the big thing that it is now, right. Verge Girl started out as a tiny little boutique in Brisbane run by two sisters who were super slay.
Super slay.
And they wanted to sell my headbands. I was in grade 10 and they wanted to sell my headbands in their store. But cut wasn't big enough for me, so I said no.
Really?
Yeah.
You're such an entrepreneur.
Well, it wasn't enough. I was like, I could sell these at lunchtime for $30 a piece, or I could make $5 every time I do it. Why would I do that when I can just sell them at the Winter Garden food court to people from St. Rita's, St. Margaret's, Grandma?
Totally. You know what I mean? You're sitting in there with your grilled.
I was entrepreneurial queen when I was in grade 10. Sorry, that's a slay.
The other bachelor girls aren't doing that, are they? No.
No. I also was still working a normal job. See, and going to school.
Nonstop.
Well, because I work hard and have since I was 13. Anyway,
addicted to the cash, baby.
You were laughing at first, but that's pretty slay from 15-year-old.
That's very slay from you. I did once see on TikTok this guy would get these like cartoons, and he would pay someone on Fiverr to make him just like a cartoon character. Anything doesn't matter, but it had to be white sheet of paper, like a white background, and only black outline, no colors.
Mm-hmm.
He would buy that off Fiverr. He'd have like 10 of them. And then he would make coloring books out of those, put them on like Etsy for like $20, and it would just keep like downloading. And then they would have to print them out themselves, but it was just rolling over.
That's capitalism gone wrong.
Just rolling over.
But also,
so he had these like cartoon characters that kids were like using as coloring books. So he put them together in a coloring book as a PDF. And they would print them out.
He's like,
$20.
Combine into one file. And that's his entire, that is.
Just.
$20. Go to the shop and get a colouring book for $10.
Well, whatever. It's just crazy, man.
That's insane.
Side
that's
hustle.
A really good idea. So I want to hear everyone's side hustles. I mean, it won't beat stick on flower headbands.
It actually won't. It won't, will it?
But should I have said that brand name? It doesn't really matter. That was like 15 years ago.
No, but you said they were slay.
It was, and they were really, I really loved them. They were really lovely people.
They just didn't give you the cut you wanted.
I also don't know if they realised that I was 15 because I was older, mature and started my own business.
131060, have you got a way to make your extra cash for Christmas, your side hustles. What is it?
Hot Nights Podcast.
A TikToker has revealed they make 36. Why am I talking Daily Mail headlines?
A TikToker
has revealed that they make $36,000 every holiday season from their side hustle, which is basically recording a bit of fire and putting it on YouTube. It actually makes me sick, dude.
I don't like it at all.
No, because
headphones back on.
No, because I liked it at first. I got goosebumps, and I realized the goosebumps were actually sensory overload.
I've heard that before.
And that made me feel really uncomfortable.
Okay.
It was a bit much. So we ask everyone on 13 10 60.
Yeah.
What's your side hustle, Millie? How you going?
Hi. Hi. Good. How are you?
Good, babe. What's your side hustle?
So I make cakes and treats and cookies and stuff like that, and I sell it on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, we love that.
Love that.
What's your best seller?
I did a couple of 21st and 18th birthday drunk Barbie cakes.
Sorry?
What is this?
So it's like a Barbie on top of a cake with like two bottles of little alcohol and she's like throwing up sprinkles and stuff like that.
That's
like boozy Barbie.
Yeah, like a boozy Barbie, yeah.
Cool. Ooh. And how old are you, Millie?
I'm 16.
Yep.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Interesting. How would you know all about that, Millie? What
Millie,
you,
yeah.
That's experience. That's not cool.
No, not me personally.
No.
All right. Good on you, Millie.
So, what's the business called? Sweet Treats 2025.
What is it? How do you say that? How do you say that, Millie?
It's Sweet Treats. SweetTeatTeat.
Yeah, I know how to spell Sweet Treats, Millie.
What's the number at the end?
20205.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks,
well done,
Mill.
Millie.
Go
well done,
check
Millie.
Mill out for some boozy Barbie cakes.
Shay, what's your side hustle?
Hi, how you going?
Great, Shay. What's going on? Talk to us about your side hustle, darling.
So this was my daughter's side hustle when she was about 16. It's probably not as sweet and innocent as Millie's.
Shit.
So I'm a smoker, and my daughter thought it would be a good idea to get the empty cigarette butts and put them in rollies and sell them to her mates at school and her friends at school for $5 a pop. So,
I don't want to say anything so I don't get in trouble, but just know that I've got a big smile.
Yeah.
Hot Nights Podcast.
With us, Ro, is an amazing contemporary artist. You know his work.
Yes.
We all know his work. We've all seen his work.
All seen it.
And he's using his platform for good, which is super, super exciting. Please welcome Spencer Tunick. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, Abby.
Oh, thanks for joining us. So you are known for your amazing photos of a bunch of nude bodies. That doesn't sound – I don't think I'm explaining it correctly. It sounds like we've gone down an OnlyFans route, but it's this beautiful, amazing art that the second you see it, you know it's Spencer Tunick. And obviously, you're trying to use your platform for good, and you're going to do a strip off for skin cancer, really, really soon. Why is that cause so important to you?
Well, my father, when I was young, I used to see him. He was glowing like a Christmas ball, and I always wondered why. And so he would just lather himself up with that Hawaiian Tropic, and and I never thought it was a good thing, but he would do it anyway, and. So, push came to shove, and I thought, I don't want anyone looking like my dad did. You know, he looked like a cartoon character, like a big steak. So I figured, there must be something wrong with what he's doing. So I never kind of quite did what he did. And when Scott Maggs from Skin Check Champions contacted me about making an artwork and then him attaching his cause to it, I was like, I've always wanted to shoot at that location, and let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because in Australia, we have really high rates of melanoma and skin cancer. It's very well known. But so I'm from a part of the country that's very sunny, very beach oriented. So I'm very hyper focused on sunscreen. Rowan, not so much. So don't.
No, I wear sunscreen. What do you mean? Why would you say that?
I feel like you don't wear sunscreen.
Yeah. 50 plus, baby.
50 plus every day, baby.
Yes.
In Tasmania. Sorry, we're
tattoos,
having a fight.
So the tattoos don't get shit.
Okay. We need some vanity about it to convince you to a sunscreen.
Yes.
It's the t-shirt version.
Yes.
You know? It's instead of saying 50, it says t-shirt.
Absolutely. So your art is so iconic. What draws you? How did you start this, and what drew you to this form of art?
I come from four generations of photographers. My great-great-grandfather was one, my grandfather and my father. And they didn't do it for art. And I decided to try it for as an art form. And I just fell in love with it.
Yeah. And how did you initially get the idea of having thousands of people nude together? And how did you initially convince people to do it the first time?
Well, I used to hand out flyers on the streets to organize my group ones in New York City. But before that, I used to just photograph friends one-on-one, going out on weekends at sunrise and creating a very whimsical idea, maybe someone holding a swordfish or coming out of a hole in the ground naked, of course. Mm-hmm. And before you knew it, so many people wanted to pose for me. And instead of like taking 3 years to photograph all the people one-on-one, mm-hmm. I decided just to call everyone on the phone and invite everyone to show up.
So more
I got
efficient.
It out of the way on 1 week. Yeah, I got it out of the week, out of the way on 1 weekend.
Well, I'm super excited to see how this shoot goes. So it's obviously to raise awareness for strip for skin cancer and get people to be skin cancer champions. You've done the Opera House, you've done along the Yarra in Melbourne, you've done Chapel Street. Where is this next shoot?
It's at Bondi Beach.
Right. Wow. Around the corner from my house. Oh. There'll be lots of new people running around my suburb. I'm excited.
What's new?
To be fair, if you go to Bondi on any Saturday afternoon, but sunny South Bondi,
yeah,
there's
be
a lot of nudity
nude.
Going on.
There'll be nude.
So what would you say to people who are a bit nervous to get involved?
Well, I would say this is a very communal art event. It's not about nudists coming together. In fact, nudists make up 0.01% of the work. It's about everyday people coming to participate to make an artwork. And it, you know, I think it's something that you want to do at least once in your lifetime, if not with me, some other artist or photographer or painter. I'm just hoping that people can come from their homes in Bondi, walk down to the beach and fill out the form and participate.
It's going to be so amazing. So registrations are to get involved are already open. Mm. Do you have any big names that you want to come down?
Zeus has instructed Chris Hemsworth to
wow.
apply.
Right. And do we think has he applied?
Well, you know, he's a big supporter of Skin Check Champions
yeah.
and the
yeah.
cause.
Yeah.
And so we think he's applied. Also, Isis has applied and she is 5,000 years old, but she is looking fabulous. And, you never know. I think Chris could kind of sneak behind and participate, and I think he would consider it.
I think he might as well. He lives in Byron.
Yeah, and lucky Chris Hemsworth isn't actually very tall. He's not very muscly. He wouldn't stand out at all, would he, like on Bondi Beach? Like, even yeah, nude.
Can't notice him.
Can't notice him.
Yeah.
Not Thor.
That's true, Ronan. He would fit right in next to you.
Thank you.
We'll get registered. This is, of course, to commemorate the end of National Skin Cancer Action Week from the 21st, 27th of November.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Get down there.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Finished up for Thursday. We're back tomorrow, though. It's all fine. It's all good. Woo! No stress. It's all right. It's all good. It's okay. Song time.
So long, farewell, la vida, zen, adieu, adieu,
adieu,
adieu,
adieu,
to your angel, angel.
Bless you. Oh my God, I got so many messages after I spoke about Lucy saying
oh,
bless
really?
You. So many people were like
saying
sending
what?
Me reels and things and like, it's like, she wants to say bless you, let her. And I'm like, no, guys.
No, I'm not going to let her.
Not the
she's
third
a woman.
One.
I tell her what to do.
Oh. Bye, guys.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-